that work with people who need mental health support, from psychologists to behavioral therapists to marriage and family therapists, will all get some kind of training to be able to identify the signs and symptoms of suicide so that when they run across people with these problems, they will know how to deal with them, where to refer them, how to get them the help that they need. And hopefully, if this bill is able to move through the House, we will put into place a change that will save some lives.